Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Altar of Worship. This file plays in ancient Greece, on a small island with a hidden altar, a secret place that has even then already been forgotten, except for a precious few. You are one of those who remember, who know the altar and what is there to be done. Close your eyes and allow me to transport you to a time very different from our own. Time with gods and worship, a time with poetry and epics, stories and theater, philosophy and science. The family you come from doesn't matter. You are on a boat. It is a small sailing boat from the mainland to the island. The sailor that is transporting you has no idea what you're going to do. To them, you're simply a coin for the passage. The amphora of mild wine is pleasant enough for the journey. The hot sun still low in the sky. The water is calm, and the journey is smooth. Once arrived to the island, the rest had to be done on foot. All you carried with you was the necessities for the ritual, for the worship. Nobody paid you much attention as you simply walked past. Everything about you normal to their eyes, they had no idea what you were carrying with you. Once closer to the mountains, you veered off the path, and after quite a while of walking, you finally arrived at the small building. It was no more than four walls and one doorway. It was old already now. I wonder if you spent a moment touching the stone itself, wondering what it had seen, what it had felt. Inside the building there was nothing. It was an empty room with a low, long altar in the center. Nearby, there was a small creek, water you could use to cleanse yourself later. The inside was clean, devoid of any life or nature. Someone must be keeping it this way. But today is a special day. It will take you a while to prepare, but it will be many hours before the sun will set, and you will be ready before then. As you carefully place your things close to the door, you circle the room several times, slowly pacing, taking in each and every little detail. You also want to make it your own, as this will be your ritual. Coming here was a calling. Not only did you want to do it, you felt that you must do this. It felt right, it felt proper. As you walk around the room, you feel more and more at home here. It is perfectly calm inside. Even the noise from the birds outside is so soft here. You still have plenty of time, so you sit down on the cool floor before the altar and meditate. Deep, slow breaths, allowing the world around you to slow down even more. Today, tonight, you will serve and worship. Yeria, an old title, an important role. As you focus on letting your thoughts fade, allowing the ritual naturally flow through your mind, everything falls into place. A deep breath and a slow drop into your role before your body rises and begins to prepare. Incense is placed and lit. While you continue the rest, it will fill the room slowly. Candles in the corners of the room and the corners of the altar, not yet lit. Carefully brushing your hands over the surface to make sure that it is as clean as it could be. The herbs you brought are carefully arranged around the edges of the altar. Some of them will be burned later, while others are there for the night. You're almost ready with the room, with the altar, with the place. Now it is time for yourself. Very close to the building, there is a creek. You know that nobody is here, and leave your clothes just outside the building. You wash yourself very carefully in the water. It flows pure and clean. The spring must not be far from here. It is cool and fresh and almost tingles along your skin. The little rays of sunlight that manage to reach you sparkle in the water. After you are done, you fill a big bowl with the water, and you carefully bring it back to the room. You place the bowl on the altar, still undressed, and then move to your things. You have to wait for yourself to dry. But in the warm heat, this doesn't take very long. It is liberating to be able to simply exist as your pure self. The water has cleansed you of everything that you had been carrying with you. You are pure and ready to worship. The white cloths are beautifully bright, paled in the light of the sun over many days, carefully cleaned and folded. As you slowly wrap themselves around you in the careful, attentive style of old, you feel ready. You feel you've taken your time because you knew unconsciously how long it would take. The sun is almost setting. The doorway showing the light of the sun creeping into the room. Its hue slowly shifting from the earlier bright to the more gentle orange. Maybe you'll have an hour, half an hour, for the final preparations. It is long enough, and you are well prepared. The incense has been slowly filling the room. The light of the sun, the beautiful streams of orange light are dancing in the smoky air. Now, pure and clean, you light the candles, one in every corner of the room, and one for every corner of the altar. It is almost time. Your heartbeat, your breathing, the sparkle in your eyes all show a deep excitement. This is your calling. Far, far away in the distance, a village must be playing drums. The actual music cannot be heard out here, but the rhythm, the beat, it is just loud enough to filter through and to enter this little temple. You begin the dance. After you've placed the final herbs in their place where they will burn and mix with the smoke, you dance. Your movements are magical. The emotions sensational. The fluency and elegance of each direction perfect. Nobody could teach you this, and you would never be able to explain it. It was as if the very air itself glided through you, and your movements simply slid into place and happened when they were supposed to happen. The rhythm increases. Your movements match the pace. Your heartbeat rises. The whole room is slowly sunk in a darker hue until all the light that is left is that of the candle. Every breath is filled with the herbs that you've been burning, the incense that you've brought. Every breath is full of color, rich in sound. Every movement is so full of emotion and life that it feels as if you're dancing with the universe itself. The beautiful swirls of light, the sparkles around you, the glow of the candles, the smoky air, everything just comes together as the rhythm gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it suddenly stops and you drop. The air changes. Before you is something, someone else. You feel presence, the manifestation you've been expecting, hoping, wishing. You had fallen to the floor, and your eyes are slowly focusing on the feet right in front of you. Between you and the altar, someone stands. There is no need for words. You very carefully follow the body in front of you. Legs, hips, chest. You do not touch, you simply look, staying down on the ground, your body shifting from your fallen form. You move towards kneeling. You feel yourself freezing in place, looking up at me. A motion of my hand allows you to continue. You very carefully stand up, moving around me to slowly take the bowl of water and the cloth you placed with it. You kneel down again to start the simple cleaning. You are allowed to serve now. You touch as little as possible, doing your best to be as respectful as you can. Your body overwhelmed by the sensation, the object of your worship so very close. You can smell through the incense. You can feel it through the cloth. You see every little detail and absorb it to the fullest. You wash my feet, my lower legs, one by one. You wash my upper legs and slowly struggle as your emotions begin to shift from wonder, from awe, into undeniable arousal. The wet cloth gets closer and closer to my hips, where a godlike instrument teases you with its presence. You know you need to wash it, and at the same time cannot do so just yet. You finish washing my legs, my hips, and then your fingers must begin to touch, to carefully wash one of the most intense parts of my presence. The reaction to your touch is obvious, and even the cool water cannot douse the heat that emanates from my body. Once that part is done, you move around to also carefully cleanse the curve of my ass. The skin beneath your caring cleaning, intoxicating, tempting. It takes almost all your willpower not to lean in and taste, smell, touch. But you know that it is not yet time. You must finish the task first. You continue cleaning my stomach, my chest, slowly moving over my shoulders, down each arm. Being able to clean my hands and fingers, create more waves of wanting. Feel them touch you, to take them between your lips, with your willpower still struggling, you continue, my back, my neck, and my face. The inevitable moment of our eyes meeting, the stare, from worshipper to idol of worship, your heart is beating, your body is deeply aroused. Now that my body is clean, you know where the ritual will lead. You carefully place the bowl and cloth in the corner of the room now. It is no longer important. You stand before me. You want to kneel, you want to sink, you want to fall, but you must stand. You're waiting for something, for a signal, for a move, and a slight nod is enough for you to know that the next stage is about to begin. You allow the cloth that covers your body to fall to the floor at your feet, and you slowly, happily kneel down, bending yourself forward, so close to my feet. Even though you're not looking up, you can feel that I nodded again. You have permission. at your own pace, you. Eagerly yet slowly treasure the tiniest part you're allowed to touch already. You start with the feet, your fingers carefully exploring, touching each and every part, your lips placing kiss after kiss on the skin and feeling amazing. You are allowed to explore higher and higher, your touch moving along my ankles, my calves, my shins, your kisses following and feeling, absorbing, tasting each and every part. You are fully aware that this is part of the ritual, part of the worship, that with your own purity, with your own dedication, you serve and cleanse. You pleasure and please. Every kiss, every touch leads you more up, taking your time to alternate between the legs to make sure that you give as much of your worship to every part of my body. Knees, upper legs and thighs. Your touch is becoming more and more frantic, more and more eager as your whole body is affected by the very presence before you. You feel how it overwhelms you, how it consumes you. The eagerness growing with every kiss, with every little lick, with your fingers exploring the curves and muscles beneath my skin, grabbing, releasing, caressing. You feel yourself more absorbed in the moment. And by the time you reach my hips, your hands slowly reaching around to grab and hold that curve, your lips, your mouth, your nose are nestled close. The slightest glance up is met with a smile and a nod. You are allowed to continue. The strange sensation of giving in to these deep desires overflows your mind. Your hands still squeezing the muscles, the shape of my ass, while your lips are slowly kissing between my legs, allowing themselves to part, to absorb, to want to frame themselves around, and slowly to begin to suck. There is a rhythm, a beautiful rhythm to the whole sensation as you absorb each and every part of the texture and the taste of the firmness and the thickness. You take as much as you comfortably can and then back off a little again to continue back and forth to take it in as much as you can over and over. Time is lost, your mind melting with the simple pleasure of having me in your mouth, with the feeling of grabbing me with your hands and pulling yourself in further. You eventually stop, leaving an incredible firmness behind that stands out straight while you continue your caresses and kisses upward. Your body is eager to continue, overflowing with need, but it has to happen in the right moment. Slightly rushed and yet still lingering and treasuring each and every part, you touch my back and kiss my stomach, explore my chest and shoulders. You flow with your fingers over my arms, intertwine them with my hands, and then find yourself staring, frozen in my gaze. Part of you wants to immediately give in. This is a dance, a ritual, a cleansing, a gift. You slowly walk around me to the altar itself. It is long enough to lay down on, to offer yourself, to receive yourself. Even after you lay down there, I simply turn around and look, as if waiting for your permission, for you to nod, to receive. Do you feel ready? Do you feel your body burning with need? Do you feel how you're craving to feel it inside of you? To feel filled with worship, filled with need. All it takes. You feel how I slowly climb onto the altar, my movements almost slow down in time, hands touching your legs, moving them in the right place, a gaze that pins you down with warmth and kindness. A strange feeling between your legs as heat takes over and pressure becomes pleasure, a filling sensation of worship all over you. Hands touch your face as you are slowly filled thrusting begins, and sensations flow from moment to moment in an impossible dance. Caresses, pressure, pleasure thrusts deeper and deeper. You feel yourself filled with godlike presence. It is so intense. Every thrust brings more pleasure. The depth of the desire, of the fire inside, of the feeling overflowing with need. You will be filled with worship. Every thrust brings you closer. Every thrust is another step towards me. You feel how you're getting closer to a release, and how you're feeling closer to be released into. Drums have faded away long ago, but deep inside your body, your heartbeat is as strong as ever. Every thrust takes you down further into a dream, a fantasy, a worship, a wanting, a desire. You feel the pressure deep inside, filling you over and over again. And it gets closer. You can feel how the tension is rising in both of us. How both of us are preparing for a deep, intense release of sensation. Closer and closer. It is so difficult to think, so impossible to even know what's happening. And then there's a moment of pause, a perfect storm, a center of silence, a dance right on the edge of pleasure, a strange sensation of nothingness. And then the explosion happens. You come and contract. You release and react. You dance and drop into the nothingness as you are filled with worship, with want, with need. It almost feels as if I'm melting into you. The weight of my body becoming too heavy and then nothing. You fall asleep. Your body cannot possibly comprehend everything that just happened. You know that you have served well. You know deep inside that you were loyal, dedicated, that your worship was received. The sun slowly prickles in your eyes, not directly entering the room, but bright enough outside to wake you. The candles have all finished. The air slowly cleared over the night. You are laying naked, alone, on an altar. Your body is slightly sweaty, tired, sore. a stream nearby a welcome refreshment. How many times has it been used before? How many times will it be used since? How many thousands of years? And yet, no one has the experience you have. Your will, your worship, your purity. After the water flows off your body and you dry, you can slowly gather your things and clean the altar once again. You will leave it as empty as you found it. No proof of your presence will remain. The final traces of temptation left behind. Once it is time to return to the hidden path, the building almost seems to disappear behind you. Maybe someday it'll be time again. For now, you know that you've done well, that your worship was beautiful and appreciated. Eventually, the journey home will lead back to reality. And all that is left is memories and a lingering knowledge of something deeper. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. And welcome back. Thank you.